initiated a contact with the officer. Both sides will agree on that.
Well, now, what happened after that? About initiating contact, that's up for grabs right now. He can't defend himself. He's not here.
Well, other witnesses, even his friend, he made comments to the officer, and he approached the officer.
His friend said that the officer pulled him in.
Okay, well, even regardless, he committed a crime, and to compare him to Emmett Till, I think is a disservice to Emmett Till.
You can't do that.
There are other incidents where young African American men have been killed. Use them as martyrs, and to say that body cameras should be called the Michael Brown law, to me, that again, it's a disservice.
All right, I appreciate your comments, man.
Dre202 says, I think Mike Brown was being a teen and gave the ex-cop a hard time. However, he didn't deserve to get killed. Pharrell was wrong. Not Trying to Be Rude says, street dude or not, he didn't deserve to be shot down like that. If he was a criminal, he deserved to be in jail.
Shanice, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Just fine.
Now, I know, good. I know all black people are going to hate Janice after I say this. But I won't go so far to say that it was his fault he died. However, we need to start taking responsibilities for the actions that we make. Consequences are the repercussions for the actions that we make. And he needs to be held accountable.
How is he held accountable if he died?
Yeah.
No, I'm just asking.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. We need to be held accountable, not he. When we make actions, we need to realize there are consequences that follow those actions.
But his actions, the consequences shouldn't have deserved dying.
He got the ultimate consequence.
Gary and Raleigh, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Let's get this first out of the way. Charles Barkley is an idiot. He's the dumbest thing on the face of this earth. And if anybody's listening to him and following what he says, is retarded. Second of all, anything that he robbing a bank does not justify his homicide. So if that's the case, everybody that's robbing should die. No, that's unfair. He's wrong for robbing, but that does not constitute his death.
Amen. Gotcha.
You know, a lot of people agree with you. Billy Free Johnson says, I think Pharrell was misquoted, but Charles has never been a leader in our community. We still don't know what happened. Mel DeDiva says, Mike Brown stole a pack of cigarillos. He doesn't deserve to lose his life. Charles Barkley, get a life.
Aisha, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you guys this morning?
Fine. Your comment, please.
It's so ironic. Me and my brother just had this conversation about 2 days ago, and he posed the question to me. He was like, do you not think that he held some type of responsibility for what happened to him? And I told my brother, I said, well, I don't kind of think that he do as far as what happened to him. I just think that we need to teach our children that no matter what, respect the law when you come in contact with them. So if that part about him saying that he asked them to get out the road was true and they didn't, then it's like, where do you go from there? Like, just do what they say, and maybe you won't have the situation that occurred after the fact.
Imel says, for some, Black Lives Matter only when it concerns their fantasy football. Black players protest a real issue, and white people get enraged. Mm.
Deidre, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you all?
Just fine. Your comment, please. Your take.
My comment is, I am tired of these punctified black celebrities that are scared to lose their money mm-hmm. and scared versus standing up for their people and thinking what's right. Mm-hmm. Regardless, we're not going to act as if white people don't feel. You have people that shoot up movie theaters and shoot up schools, and they are apprehended safely and peacefully.
So we're not going to make this the issue
of him stealing some cigarillos. If he did it, he was wrong, of course.
Yeah.
But that does not justify that man's life, that baby's life, for one. For two, this is not the first incident that ever happened in America. This happens all the time to people that look like me. So I would be an imbecile not to see that something's wrong with that.
Mm. Right. You better tell that. Right.
Sean and Bowie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. For every action is a reaction. And, you know, if you'd have made the right decision not taking cigarettes or whatever you took, wouldn't have came to this. The police wouldn't have been called. And unfortunately, he lost his life, but we had to think about the decision, especially as a black man, a black boy, black man. We already had 3 strikes against for one, and we have to just make better decisions.
Yeah.
You know what? I tell my son, he doesn't listen, but I'm like, you can't do what your little white friends do. Because you're going to jail or you're going to get killed. And I know that people get so mad at me and think I'm racist. But honestly, I have three black boys. I have to tell them, you cannot do what your white friends do because you're going to go to jail or get killed. And you can't do the same thing.
The officer wasn't responding to him stealing the cigarettes.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. So,
Jesse, how you doing? What's your take?
Hey, how you doing? The way I see it, in all honesty, one, he went back to the store. Like, why would you go back to somewhere where you just did something to? Like, that's real stupid. For two, he brought it upon himself. Everyone's screaming, like, you know, oh, he's a black young man. He did something dumb. Other people shoot up schools and nothing happens to him. Yes, something does happen to him. 90% of the time, they shoot themselves before the police come or they get shot on site. And as an officer, you're responding to a scene. So when you pull up, yes, he did use, like, extreme measures of force because he killed him and shot him six times. But there's people who've been shot more for one. And for two, a lot of people wasn't there, so they really don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, listen, you guys can go to our email or our Instagram page at Russ Parr Show or RussParrMorningShow.com and make your comments be heard. We'll put them out there.